You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Atamari e te whānau e whakarongo ana koutou, ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're tuned into 95 BFM. This is your breakfast show. Morena, my name's Rachel, and we have got former poet laureate and ONZM plus PhD, all of the accolades. It's Selena Tusitala-Marsh on the phone. How are you?
Oh, morena and talo falava. I'm great.
Hey, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. It's very exciting to be able to chat to you about Mophead, which is your new book.
I love it, and I'm completely claiming it in the expanded space of what a public intellectual looks like and sounds like.
I love that. Hey, so what is Mophead? It's a beautiful graphic novel, and it's kind of autobiographical. What can you tell us about it, Selena?
Yeah, I actually called it I call it a graphic mini memoir, and there are certain stories that I circulate when I go and do my work as kind of a mentor in schools, mm-hmm. and as a performing poet, and as a kind of, I'm an academic, you might want to be one too, if,
yeah.
you know, you look and sound like me. And it was just kind of capturing some of those stories that particularly focused on kind of challenge, struggle, identity, and change.
Absolutely. And kind of telling it through your own story as well, does that mean it's sort of easier, do you think, for students to relate to it as well, when they can see how you've kind of come through these things and sort of ended up where you are?
Yeah, I think so. But you know, it's been a long and hard journey to learn that for myself, mm-hmm. during my kind of academic journey, because, you know, to get the PhD, you've got to know what everybody else thinks.
Yeah.
But after the PhD, and in that PhD, there's a little smidge of kind of what you might think and how you might kind of inflect the world with your understanding of it.
Mm-hmm.
And after the PhD, it's all about kind of, okay, how do we develop this voice, this perspective that I have? And Mophead is kind of, so I see it as a culmination of about 50 academic work.
I love it. It's like an academic graphic novel. It's very cool.
Well, and a very poetic one. Because,
totally.
Because it was the scene at the end of the book when the little boy calls out and calls the New Zealand Poet Laureate Toko Toko, the carved Māori walking staff, a mop, that it suddenly kind of gave me the whole narrative arc of a potential story, because I used to be called Mophead at school, right?
I see,
and
right.
I used to have this stinky mop. And it was like, how do you develop resilience around other people's labelling of what they perceive as your weakness,
mm-hmm.
and how do you turn it into your superpower?
And in this book, does Sam Hunt have something to do with that, the poet Sam Hunt?
Yeah, well, and that's why we need mentors, right?
Yeah.
That's why we need those inspirators, those people that can show us, you know, possibilities. And Sam Hunt kind of completely rocked my world when I was 11, and he came to our Avondale Intermediate School Hall, you know. And even the fact that he walked in our school hall with like a bunch of papers in one hand and a bottle of beer in the other.
Amazing.
And then one of our teachers had to escort him out to the car park and ask if he could leave his beer in the car.
That would have definitely had quite a big impression on you as an 11-year-old, I'd imagine.
Did.
Yes, that's the very sort of with nail kind of poet thing going on there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm really interested in who did the drawings for this book.
Oh, well, on page 3, you'll see a little mini mop head, and she says, she drew me too, so that's all me.
It's all you. That's wonderful. I'm so like glad to see that stories like this are coming to sort of, I guess, an audience beyond an academic institution as well, because that can be, I guess, a tricky thing with academia, is it can be stuck in its own world, and it's bringing it back out maybe into the real world that is the tricky thing as well, especially when the real world is young people too, because that's, as you were saying, trying to get people interested in those things, if that's something you want to be interested in, it can be quite a tricky mission. How have people been receiving this, have you found, Selena?
Oh my gosh, there's been a huge... I've had to open up just one Telegram account just to drop, you know, cut, paste and drop all the responses so I can get to them. So overwhelmingly positive. you know, I was talking to Victor Roger, and he's like, you know, he's a Samoan playwright. Mm-hmm. He's quite acerbic and direct. And he came up to me at a function. He said, "I haven't bought any of your books, but I bought this one."
Oh.
He goes, "There's anything like it out there."
That's so fantastic. Like, okay. Well, that's quite the accolade there. So if people want to get it, it is only $24.99.
It is, and they can go to tusitala.nz.
And that's your website?
That's my website, and it leads to AUP because Auckland University Press published me. But we wanted kind of a welcome mophead front for this because kids are wanting it and adults wanting it, and that's why the production values are so beautiful with the book, because we wanted adults to be able to have a treasure of their own. Because I draw, you know, there's all these little laughy bits and hints for the adult reader in it.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Selena.
You're
it's
welcome.
Lovely to chat to you about a wonderful book.
You too.
We'll speak to you again in the future, I'm sure.
Thanks so much.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.